matter?
I'm puking my guts up, I snarled. Get me something.
There was nothing anyone could do. The worst passed. After that, it was just nausea that worsened drastically if I moved suddenly. I passed on breakfast. After an hour, I was able to get up and around without too much discomfort, if I took it slowly. Being sick was new to me. I had not been, ever, before. I did not like it. There were 100 men in the grove already, maybe more. They all came for a glimpse at their ragged messiah. I don't think they were impressed. I would not have been, in their shoes. Nobody could measure up to an anticipation of millennia. Ragged as I was, I had to be a double dose of disappointment. Narayan did a fair job of arguing his case. They did not cut my throat. They were a mixed bag, all religions, all castes, and as many of them foreigners as Taglians, all sinister in that grove. It reeked of darkness and old blood. Nobody seemed festive. They seemed to be waiting for something to happen. I isolated Narayan and asked.
Nothing much happens before nightfall, he said. Most of the men will arrive today. Those who are here already will make preparation. There will be a ceremony tonight to open the festival and let Kina know that tomorrow is her day. The ceremonies tomorrow are meant to invoke her. Candidates will be presented to her to accept or reject. After the ceremonies, the feast will begin. All during festival, the priests will judge petitions presented. There aren't many this year. An old dispute between the Ineld and Tuana bands is up for judgment, though. That will attract a lot of attention.
I frowned. Bands sometimes come into conflict. The Ineld band is of Vedna stock, the Tuana of Shadar. Each accuses the other of heresy and poaching. It's an old dispute that grew much worse after the Shadow Masters invaded. In parts of their territories, the bans are the only law which makes for bigger stakes. It was a long story, not pretty, too human, serving to illustrate that the deceivers were more than a lot of deadly fanatics. In some areas, they ruled the underworld. The bans in question hailed from populous Hatchpur State, where the deceivers were relatively strong. Their true feud was a contest of criminal gangs over territories.
Anyway, Narayan said, a look of the Ineld band stunned everyone by insisting the conflict be handed to the justice of Kina.
The way he said it was ominous. Kina's must be a very final justice.
That's unusual?
Everyone thinks it's a bluff. Iluk expects Koran, Jamadar of the Tuana band, to refuse. That would leave the judgment to the priests, who would take his refusal into account.
And if he doesn't back down?
There's no appeal from the judgment of Kina.
I thought so.
Are you feeling better?
Some. I'm still nauseous, but I've got it under control.
Can you eat? You should.
A little rice, maybe. Nothing heavily spiced. They like their spices in Taglios. Cooking odors could be overwhelming in the city. He handed me over to Ram. Ram hovered. I kept my composure. Well, I did. While I nibbled, letting each bite settle, Narayan brought a parade of priests and jamadars for formal introduction. I memorized names and faces carefully. I noted that few of the jamadars boasted the black rumel. I met only